Psalm 43 verse 5, the Amplified Bible. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why are you restless and disturbed within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him, for I shall again praise him, the help of my sad countenance and my God. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Gongo here. Good morning. We're still on Soul Porch and we're making progress, guys. Before you know it, we'll be done with 40 days and you'll be a lot healthier, because not only would you have decluttered your heart, emptied your soul of self, but you would have also been able to put in all the right qualities. You would also have taught yourself better habits. And most importantly, you would have been able to thin your life so that you can thicken your communion with God, which is what this is really about. It's not a food fast, it's a self fast. The things that over the years you have allowed to grow and clutter your soul, that you are suddenly beginning to wipe out and take out of you so that you can do better and be better for Christ. So today on Soul Porch, and we are still on Soul Porch, so today on Soul Porch, we're going to be fasting self-pity. So today it's no self-pity. I told you we'll fast the weirdest things on Soul Porch. But God hates it, really. He doesn't want us to sit and wallow in self-pity. God wants us happy, rejoicing, excited. It's the devil that comes to keep us in a place where we consistently feel sorry for ourselves. God doesn't want that. You're a king and a priest. You're a queen, you're royalty. God wants you to stand up like his daughter. Arise from that depression and the misery that you've put yourself in. He says, arise and shine. God wants you to do better than you're doing right now. God doesn't want you to sit in one place and feel sorry for yourself, which is what, well, a lot of us do. Whatever happens, we think, why me? And the truth is, my question is always, well, why not you? Every time you're crying, why me? It means that you would rather it was someone else. But you know, Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1, the Amplified Bible, the classic edition says, arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So, God knows that circumstances would have kept you in a state of depression and prostration. But he says, don't stay there and wallow in self-pity. Rise to a new life. Get up. There's life to be lived. There's things to be done. There's so much ahead of you. And so today, as we fast self-pity, I want you to focus on the things you're saying and how you're feeling. Because we got to tackle this in two ways. Because I can't count the number of times when I speak to people, especially those who live in the country where I live. Things have been quite rough for us for the last couple of years. We haven't had the best decision makers at the helm of affairs. So there have been a lot of decisions that have affected us in a negative way that have borderline almost destroyed people's lives. People are so empty of hope. They don't seem to see a way. And so, for a lot of people, the only alternative is to either flee or stay behind and then kill themselves. People are contemplating suicide every day. People are losing their minds because things just get harder by the day. Things just seem to be tighter. But you see, I hear so many people say, oh, see my life. Why am I in a country like this? Why is Nigeria like this? why was I born here? Why is all this happening? Or things just don't seem to be going their way. Why? God, why? Is it only me? Am I a stepchild? Why me? Sometimes they say jokingly, but a lot of times the spirit behind it is wrong. And so what I'm saying to you today really is to be able to curb the self-control. What you need to do is, number one, don't allow what's happening outside get inside of you. I've learned that the boat only begins to sink when water gets in. So no matter how low you feel, don't wallow in self-pity. It says stand up from that depression and the prostration that circumstances have kept you. Things may have happened to you, but your response is your responsibility. You need to get up and say, you know what? This may have happened to me, but I am not what happened to me, and I'm not going to let it keep me down. I may have been born in this country, and it seems like there's no hope, but if there's anyone making it in this country, then it's got to be me. If anyone is surviving in this country, it has to be me. And so, as I read to you the other translations of this particular scripture that I read to you a few minutes ago, I want to highlight something. And that's what you're going to do today, to get yourself out of self-pity and to stay out of self-pity. And if anything happens to you throughout today, rather than saying, why me? Oh, I knew what happened to me. Nothing would ever happen. No, instead of saying that, you're going to do something. Psalm 43 verse 5, the Message translation says, why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix my eyes on God. Soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face. He's my God. The Passion Translation says, then I will say to my soul. So today you're going to have to say to your soul, don't be discouraged. Don't be disturbed. For I fully expect my Savior God to break through for me. Then I'll have plenty of reasons to praise Him all over again. Yes, He is my saving grace. The CEB says, why? I ask myself, are you so depressed? Why are you so upset inside? Hope in God, because I will again give Him thanks, my saving presence and my God. So you're going to say to yourself and encourage yourself like David did. And David's story is very, very, very interesting. I think you should read it, 1 Samuel 30, read the whole thing. But you see, David and his men had gone to war. And before they came back, they had kidnapped all their wives and children. And the men were so discouraged. And all of them raised their voices and they began to cry and to wail. And at some point, verse 6 says, David was greatly distressed because they had carried his own people, but that wasn't the reason why he's distressed. It says, David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But you know what David did? The Bible says, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And that's what you're going to do today. You're going to say to your soul, like Psalm 43 verse 5, the Passion Translation says, you're going to say to your soul, don't be discouraged. Don't be disturbed. Mildred, don't be discouraged. Mildred, don't be disturbed. For I fully expect my Savior God to break through for me. Then, Mildred, you'll have plenty of reasons to praise Him all over again. For yes, He's our saving grace. So this morning, anytime you feel self-pity coming on, you encourage yourself in the Lord. Maybe even give yourself a quick hug this morning. Put your arms around yourself and squeeze real tight. And that is you being God's hands to you, hugging yourself for Him. This morning, I really want you to be intentional about ensuring that anytime you feel self-pity, rather than saying, why me, tell your soul, I fully expect that God will break through for me, and I will have plenty of reasons to praise Him all over again. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo.